This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
RoboCop without Peter Weller? It seems blasphemous, but then again, the inefficiency of Hollywood to produce original storylines has drawn us into a sort of Sisyphean cycle of 1980s remakes. Red Dawn came out last year, and in the same vein of which is beloved classics that fall into the now category of ironic hipster t-shirt or poster grindhouse material, we have RoboCop. What jumps out of the film from the film is really the way in which technology itself is utilized for ill. I guess in this case you have a multinational corporation, which is not exactly evil, but what they're trying to do is present a narrative that the public can jive with in order to support their propaganda, which is really just selling. It's really just a giant ad agency spot in which the agency is selling the idea that the public needs robotic police officers. So in a surveillance sort of generation, which is what we're living in now, the most sort of surveilled and exhibited generation in the history of the world, where nearly every thought, word spoken, or image is captured on some type of digital information recording device. It's not exactly considered even science fiction for there to be an idea that robots would save us the loss of human life. It's not as if the contemporary modern American considers manual labor, such as the beat cop walking the street or the person picking fruit, to be actual work that people do. It's considered the domain of robots. The most interesting part of this film is the character of Gary Oldman. He plays Dr. Frankenstein, and the Frankenstein character he's rebuilding is the veteran. He's basically working in a veterans hospital doing research on how to regenerate limbs and whatnot. So he regenerates the character that should have been played by Peter Weller again, and is very sadly played by Joel Kinnaman, who I don't know that would be considered a breakout performance, but you do get to see his lungs breathing and his brainstem as they dissect RoboCop into some of his parts. You really feel like you're looking at a vet going through rehab. So if there's anything political to be mined out of this, it's that there are lots of things being surveilled and war is bad.